Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
One of the lessons that we often learn too late in life is that it's not only hard to keep the peace, but far more difficult to bring peace where there is none, to bring individuals to the conference table who are angry and hostile. Blessed are the peacemakers, said Jesus, for they will be called sons of God. Have you discovered that it's far easier to make war than to make peace? Strange, isn't it? There's something about our old natures which makes us want to assert our rights and authority, to stand up for what we think should be ours, whether it is the territory of another's nation or the toys that children share in a sandbox. Those who hold to the spark of divinity in every person only need to take a look at children playing in a schoolyard. Their aggressive, sometimes hostile behavior makes me think that the spark came from the same one who tempted Eve in the garden, rather than God, whose basic nature is love and peace. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Asked James, the half-brother of Jesus, who then answered his own question. Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? There are, however, those rare individuals who have the ability to bring hostile parties to the conference table, whether it be ministers of defense, employees who can't work together, or husbands and wives who sleep in the same bed but no longer love each other. Thank God for peacemakers. Surprising as this statement may appear at first, it is a fact that conflict does not destroy a relationship, or send hostile armies against each other, or break up families, leaving children bruised and hurting. Okay, you may be thinking, if conflict doesn't do it, what does? It is our refusal to resolve the conflict. It is our stubborn refusal to bend, to see the other person's point of view, to yield what we think is our just deserts. Yes, it's a battle of the wills. What's the secret to conflict resolution, or is there one? The mechanics of conflict resolution involve two rather simple ingredients, negotiation and compromise. But the difficult part is getting people to understand the tremendous cost when we stubbornly refuse to resolve differences. That's the part that peacemakers play. Before you draw a line in the sand and prepare for battle, whether it is with your husband or son, your business competitor, or your worst enemy, think of the consequences. Is it worth it? Ask any mother whose son comes home in a body bag, unrecognized apart from the name and number on his dog tags. Ask any husband whose stupid refusal to harness his wandering lust resulted in losing his wife of 20 years, his respect, and his children. But I won. Did you really? The fact is, there are no winners, only losers. Son of God is the title which Jesus gave to the one who is a peacemaker. If a son reflects the image of his father, surely in this we see the nature and character of our Heavenly Father. Not only is God described as the God of peace some five times in the New Testament, but it is his desire that his children be peacemakers as well. How say it better than did the writer of Hebrews when he wrote, "May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with every good for doing his will."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.